celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. What a great show we have for you today. And to start it all off is Emmy Award-winning talk show host Montel Williams. Hi, Montel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Yeah, I know you're a busy guy, and according to your interview that's going to come out in the May-June issue of Fido Friendly Magazine, you're even busier these days talking about the dog Pedic. So what is special about this dog vet, and what made you get involved?
The dog Pedic, I think, is absolutely a crazy, phenomenal product that, honestly, I want to say kind of fell into our laps. In this way, is that our company, which is TriStar Products, have been pursuing something for pets, and, you know, I took one of the dog Pedic samples home to my house, and my dog Max is, who happens to be a little tiny toy poodle. Max, tiny toy, my buddy, weighs 14 pounds. But Max, you know, has been kennel trained his whole life, so he sleeps in his kennel. As a matter of fact, he will go there to sleep. But when he's laying around the house, he won't sleep on furniture. He likes to just lay on the floor. So, you know, I said, look, if this is something we're going to support, let me take it home and see if Max will use it. And I just put it in the house. I didn't go say, Max, come here, try your bed, and anything like that. I just put it in the house. About a day after it had been there and Max realized that it was something that he could get on, he's been on it. And now he doesn't really, I'd say, he's a dog who likes the cold floor, but he will spend 70% of his time in the apartment if he's not in his bed, laying on the dog Pedic. The second he did that, I said, hey, we got to go, because Max is that kind of a picky of a guy. And, you know, the thing that's so special about the product itself is that it's just like, you know, a lot of we adults and we humans went out and bought, you know, those memory foam mattresses to so that we could get a better sleep. We should start thinking about the fact that, for me, I couldn't get a good night's sleep until I got a really good Pedic mattress, and I have one from one of the top brands. And the fact that this has memory foam and support foam, it, number one, it doesn't matter what size your dog is, because we have an extra large that will hold up to a 200-pound dog. It stops your dog's joints from ever touching the floor. And I'm so excited about this brand new, you know, infomercial that we have is coming out under Living Well at Montel. It's a Living Well Dog Pedic show. We've got a great show that we're talking about promoting the product on. And I've got dogs that you'll see that sat on this dog bed for over an hour and didn't, a couple of them would just go right to sleep. They're on the set. And you see how comfortable they are because it's so great. And also, the dog bed comes with a suede, removable, zippered washable liner or washable cover, and then it has a liner that's waterproof, so it'll keep your pet from soiling it, and you'll stay fresh. And I'm telling you, the second you get one, your dog won't sleep on anything else.
Well, I think we probably need one of those at our home. We have our lab is about 15 months old, and my husband decided he should sleep with us, and so I'm trying to get him out of our bed. So yeah. I need help. I need for him to find something that's just as comfortable.
Well, this would be it, and I want to tell you something. You know, you can try to find a comparable memory foam, support foam mattress for a dog bed anywhere in the marketplace right now, and they're coming in at about $250 to $300. And they don't have, you know, the waterproof liner, and some of them don't. They have a suede washable cover, but ours also comes with a non-slip grip on the bottom. Now, but I'm telling you, a comparable mattress in the marketplace is about $300. This is going to come in for probably two payments of about $49.95. So we may bring it in at $49.95 itself. Now, not only are we doing this, but we're holding a really great, unbelievable, this is something that all of your listeners, I hope that they'll respond to. We're looking for the positively fabulous dog who happens to win our positively fabulous photo contest. And all you have to do as a dog owner is send a picture of your dog in. Submissions are going to be accepted through December 31st of 2010. The top 10 finalists will be announced in January 16th, 2011. And then a finalist is going to get picked on February 5th. And that finalist will win $10,000 and be part of a dog Pedic commercial next year. And also get a dog Pedic custom bed made just for them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, February 5th is my birthday, and I don't know if that counts for anything, but I'm going to send my dog's picture in just in case.
You have to, because, I mean, it's an opportunity to win $10,000. It's also an opportunity for your dog's face to adorn the boxes of the dog Pedic for the next year.
Oh, so
your dog becomes a celebrity dog, And it's also something good because I'll go back to the fact that, you know, for dogs who have any kinds of issues from arthritis, from hip dysplasia to morning muscle stiffness, any of those kinds of things, this has been helping to alleviate. And we've got veterinarian after veterinarian who are part of this process, who supported us, who have their own pets sleeping on the Dogpedic system now. So it's over the top. It's affordable. Everybody's going to get one, and you'll probably have two of them in your house. I'm thinking, I said two papers of $49.95. No, they cost $49.95. The larger ones and extra large ones, the price goes up a little bit depending on size, but our standard and medium are $49.95.
Well, I love it. And I love that Mr. Max has been kind of, he test marketed it for you. So that little guy, you know, means a lot to you, I know. And I read a little bit about him coming into your life. And he was actually your ring bearer in your wedding.
Absolutely. And Mr. Max, let me tell you, it's really funny. You do a travel show about traveling and with your pet. Let me just tell you, Mr. Max flies, and I'm not, this is not an exaggeration. And he said, I'm on the road easily to two to three cities a week, and have been doing so for the last 2.5 years. Max has traveled with us everywhere. Everywhere. The only place I wasn't able to take Max was to Israel this past year because I didn't want to quarantine him. But he's gone everywhere we go. He travels everywhere, and he's become pretty hotel savvy. And especially at a time when, you know, it's a good thing just not to shift topics, but just to add this, you know, we pet owners have to start speaking out because for some reason around the country, there are multiple chains of hotels that are starting to be non-animal, non-pet friendly and won't accept pets. And there are several cities where, you know, we find it, I have difficulty now getting a hotel that'll allow me to bring my dog. And I think that's absolutely ignorant, especially as a small pet. He doesn't bother anybody. He's not in anybody's way. It's really difficult to find a hotel room now in Baltimore, Maryland, or in Washington, D.C. that are pet friendly.
Yeah, that's really hard for me to hear. And I need to find out who those people are, and I'm going to write them a letter.
Please do. I think we all, pick any hotel in Washington, D.C., they won't let you bring a pet there.
All right, well, I'm going to find some for you, and I'm going to send some for you. I'm going to be your personal dog travel hotel liaison from now on. Take care of Mr. Max. That's going to be one of my new goals.
Oh, thank you. Here's another goal. Do you know that for those of us who travel with him, Max flies in the cabin. He's an in-cabin pet. You know, the prices on airlines have now all gone up. And, you know, I think it's time for us flying dog owners to protest and say dogs should get frequent flyer miles too.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know Midwest Airlines does something like that, and I think a lot of airlines need to follow suit with that as well. And you know, our little guy unfortunately had to fly cargo. We did that one time where we're doing our Route 66 adoption, and we had to fly him, and we were just a nervous wreck. He came out fine. He was wagging his tail, but we really, our hearts were broken. We wanted him next to us. So we're lobbying for all kinds of changes, I think, this year.
I'm telling you, I hope we get some of them for sure. And again, any of your listeners, you want a chance, you think your dog is the cutest dog, well, I happen to think Mr. Max is, but, you know, if you think your dog is the cutest dog in the world, go ahead and submit, because we're taking entries all the way through until the 31st of this year, the 31st of December, and then, you know, we will pick the 10 finalists, and those 10 finalists will then go up on our website, and the public will get the vote for the cutest dog, and that dog will be picked to adorn the boxes of the Dogpedic, so it'll be basically the face of the Dogpedic for the next coming year, win $10,000, and get a custom Dogpedic bed made for them.
That's awesome. We're going to direct everybody to those websites so that they can indeed go ahead and send a great picture of your pooch, and who knows, you might be the lucky one. Montel, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you so much, Susan, for having me anytime.
Okay, my pleasure. For more information, go to buydogpedic.com. and also dogpedicontest.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, one of our lucky listeners has the chance to win a one-night stay at a fabulous resort. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Angel's Eyes Tear Stain Eliminator, the first tear stain product to be formulated for dogs and cats. Angel's Eyes is a permanent solution to tear stains, working from the inside out. Angel's Eyes is added to your pet's food or water, preventing the stain before it can begin. Angel's Eyes is perfectly safe to use. It is made in the USA of USA ingredients, containing no dyes or wheat. Angel's Eyes is 100% guaranteed when used as directed. See for yourself. Go to www.angeleyesonline.com and check out the results. Angel's Eyes will have your pet going from tear to clear in no time at all.
celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Our next guest, Mike Carnevale, has the enviable task to show up to work at the awesome pet-friendly Alderbrook Resort and Spa on Washington's coast. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, I am doing great. I still have fond memories of my stay at Alderbrook. But for our listeners who are not sure where that is, tell us a little bit about its history and where it's located.
Well, it's located about, as a crow flies, or as a dog can run straight across water, it would probably be about 40 miles west of Seattle. If you had to drive, it's about an hour and 45 minutes to come around the waterways to get here. You can either take the ferries or you can come across through Tacoma, through the Tacoma Bridge, to get here. And we're out here.
I like that.
Yeah, that's right. Out here in the with Kitsap Peninsula or the peninsula area, we're in the south part of the Hood Canal.
I like the part that you can reach by ferry because I don't know if some of our listeners are like I am, but anytime I can get on a boat or plane, I really feel like I'm going somewhere. And you can take the ferry. Your dog has to stay in the car, unfortunately. But, well, you know, once you get on the ferry and it kind of whisks you over there, you really feel like you've started your vacation.
Yeah, you do. The ferry kind of relaxes you, and you don't have to drive. So you're not, you know, you either take a 40-minute ferry or an hour ferry. And it's extremely relaxing, even for the dogs, because the wind's blowing. You can take your window down a little bit, and the wind's going to come right through the entire car.
And I like the history of the place, too, because wasn't it at one point you could only reach the Alderbrook by boat?
Yes, that was true. It opened about 1913, and I think it was tents originally. And I think back then we were probably pet-friendly because probably you had to have horses, so we probably had hay, too, because there was not a lot of cars back in those days, so... We were pet-friendly to horses.
Yeah, I was going to say, I asked if the property had always been pet-friendly, and I know that, you know, you had a remodel, and during the time that we stayed there, it really is, if a person is really looking for a great getaway where you can just take a deep breath and relax, I mean, you really feel like you don't have a care in the world. You don't have to worry about connecting to the office. I mean, you really feel like you've gone away somewhere special. And I know that there are a few types of rooms besides the cottage that we stayed in. Maybe you can share that with our listeners.
Well, yeah, we have about 77 deluxe, beautiful rooms. And then we have approximately 17 cottages, two-bedroom cottages. And the cottages are set up in kind of a U-shape facing the water. And they're really nice. They're two bedroom. They have kitchenettes in them, and they're very comfortable. And people have their dogs with them, as well as in the rest of the hotel. They people have their dogs on weekends. Probably half the time, if to be honest with you, there's probably more dogs here than there are people. Think outnumber them, but because everybody likes to come out here and enjoy it. And the dog, we have 7 acres. So the dogs can go outside on our grass and lawn and run with their run around, which is another nice thing for the people who have dogs. Even our cat, as you know, you've met our cat, Brooke. He's pretty tolerant of dogs, he kind of just looks at them and doesn't move, and they seem to leave him alone too. So it's a pretty nice.
That was pretty funny. I have to admit, that's the first time that I saw a resident cat. And we were used to seeing the resident dog. And then when we walked in, Junior's not really, he hasn't been around cats, so he's not really sure what to do. But Brooke kind of, you know, gave him a little stare down. They had a staring contest, and neither one of them did anything, so that was good.
That's normally what I see. It's just a stare down. That's probably pretty accurate. And he's a pretty big cat, too, so, you know.
He's a huge cat.
Yeah, it's a minx, I think they're called. They're very big cats, pretty docile, actually. So.
Yeah, you probably have people feeding him that probably shouldn't.
Yeah. That and our dogs, both.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing that's fun, I can't say enough about this. You know, we stayed in the cottage, and, you know, we had brought our food and our wine, and we could go out on the, you know, the deck and have, you know, cheese and wine and that kind of thing. We could see the canal, and what's nice is there people can actually come there by their boat, and you have a dock where they can tie up. But there's also the Lady Alderbrook where dogs are allowed. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Lady Alderbrook, it can hold up to about 100 people for a reception and about 60 people for a dinner. And it can take you up and down Hood Canal. It's a nice boat. We can do it for banquets. And if someone wants to go sightseeing, it's very possible to do that well. It's a pretty good-sized boat. It's about 60 feet long, very wide. So it's a kind of a cruising boat that's wonderful for people to enjoy the beautiful scenery that's out here that you don't see very often. You know, this is the largest fjord in North America. And so it's kind of unique because there's only two of them, I think, in all of the United States. And this is the largest one in North America. So
yeah,
people don't normally
see
fjords. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know that's what that was. And I'll tell you, it's so beautiful when you look out there, and the scenery is just breathtaking. There's hawks and eagles, and I mean, it really is a special place. And the other thing that I want to be sure to mention is your restaurant, and this was really a surprise. And I know that you have visitors and locals that come there all the time. It's pretty amazing cuisine, and I would just want to know how you consistently remain one of the best restaurants around.
Well, because I'm not cooking the food. The real reason is Tristan Hoyce, who's our chef, is phenomenal. He has been around a while. He was executive chef at El Gacho's for a number of years, well respected, and he just does a marvelous job. And we're really glad we have him.
Yeah, I say that was really a highlight. And, you know, once again, if you're traveling with your dog and you don't want to be apart, you can always have room service and, you know, enjoy that great cuisine. And I understand you're providing a one-night stay for one of our lucky listeners.
Actually, I'm going to give you two more, so you can do three.
Oh, my gosh.
So you can
have three. That's awesome.
So you can, yep.
So that's fabulous. So we're going to have three lucky winners?
Yep.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, so we'll put on the website any type of restrictions, like if, you know, it's midweek or the seasonal
sure.
thing. But for now, everybody pick up the phone and call in for your chance to win a one-night stay at the beautiful Alderbrook Resort and Spa and be one of the first three callers at 866-405-8405, and you win a one-night stay. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much and enjoyed it.
For more information about the Alderbrook Resort and Spa, you can visit their website at alderbrookresort.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about the DVD release of the Richard Gere movie, Hachi. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
That's your dog telling you to visit JoyPetProducts.com. Your dog doesn't want to be cold and wet this winter any more than you do. Visit JoyPetProducts.com, where you'll find the original Goose Down Filled Doggy Coat. Your dog will enjoy the lightweight warmth and comfort, and you'll love the easy wear, easy care. When it's not as cold, pick up a perfect fit embroidered hoodie in designs to fit every dog's personality. All of our items are made in the USA and Canada to fit tiny toys to larger breeds. JoyPetProducts.com. Superior quality, great style, happy dogs.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated, raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. Our next guest, Vicky Wong, produced Hachi, A Dog's Tale, starring Richard Gere, which has just been released on DVD. Hi, Vicky. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You and I have got to visit a little bit by phone, and you know, you've produced a labor of love. And for those listeners not familiar with Hachi, A Dog's Tale, can you please give us the background of this beautiful story?
Oh, it is indeed a beautiful story. I love to tell it. Thank you. In 1923, Professor Ueno, who taught at the University of Chicago, adopted Nikita puppy, and he named him Hachiko, and they were inseparable. Well, every morning the professor would walk to Shibuya Station or take the train into the city, and Hachi would always accompany him. 6 p.m. every day, Hachi would return to the station to greet the professor. So in this way, the townspeople became very familiar with his daily routine. Well, sadly, one day, the professor suffered a stroke while teaching at the university and passed away. Hachiko was sent to live with relatives, but he repeatedly ran back to his former home. Finally, Hachi decided to return to Shibuya Station to search for the professor, whereupon a writer for the Asahi, the country's largest newspaper, published a story about the loyal dog, and he became a national icon overnight. In fact, in 1934, a bronze statue was made of the loyal dog and placed in front of Shibuya Station with a huge attendance at the unveiling ceremony. Anyway, at the end of Hachi's life, because of all those years on the street, he was in very ill health, severe heartworms, thin, battle-scarred from defending his territory from other dogs. And anyway, after almost 10 years, Hachi died at the very same spot he had waited for the professor all those long years. And his death actually made the front pages of the newspapers, and people all over the country were heartbroken. In fact, the schools used the dog as an example of loyalty, friendship, and good character. And today you can see his actually stuffed figure at the National Science Museum in Tokyo. And today his bronze statue is the most popular waiting place in Japan. And it's very common for locals to say, and I say also when I'm in Tokyo, let's meet at Hachiko. And so that's the story of the loyal dog of Japan.
It's such a wonderful story, and it really breaks your heart because you know what's coming. But I'm curious how you got this to Hollywood, and how did Richard Gere become involved, especially when his character dies halfway through the movie?
Oh, I know. Over 10 years ago, when I first spotted Hachiko's statue while stopping at Shibuya Station, I was absolutely smitten with the story. So I returned to Los Angeles. I adopted a Japanese Shiba who looks like a small Akita and named him Hachiko. And I took him everywhere. When my Hachi died, I felt a huge loss as he had brought me so much joy and happiness. So I wanted to share his story and believe that a film about the original Hachiko of Japan would be able to bring it to the widest audience. So I told the story to a veteran producer of over 40 years, Mr. Paul Mason, and convinced him to help me make this film. So anyway, Paul, who wrote the book Producing in Hollywood, says it never happens this way, but we immediately got financed, and the rest is history. And Richard Gere was my first choice from the very start. And one of the reasons why was I felt his sincerity, his personal convictions, and also he has a deep love of Asian culture would make him my ideal first choice. And as Richard tells it, his agent called him and said, well, you die halfway through the script, you're second to a dog. But Richard has said this many times, that when he read the script, he cried like a baby. And he actually didn't trust that instinct, so he read it several times more, and each time he cried. So oh, wow. I was so pleased. Not only did he agree to star in my film, but he is also my co-producer.
Wow, that is an amazing story. And I also wonder, too, now that the DVD is coming out, and a lot of folks have seen it, but it's always fun for me to kind of imagine a day on a set. And when you're working with dogs, how many moments were the dogs more in charge than the director, and how many dogs actually did they use?
Actually, three Akitas were used for the filming, Chico, Forrest, and Layla. They're all blood-related and show dogs. And our wonderful animal trainer was Boone of Hollywood, and he worked with us from the start. To play the young Hachi as a puppy, we used many puppies as they grow quite fast. But as far as our director, Lasse Hallström, and the dogs, it was truly amazing to watch how professional those Akitas were. I mean, they performed like seasoned pros and delivered exactly what Lasse asked of them. Lasse had in mind a specific vision, a mood, and the Akitas performed on the mark, and they always knew their lines. I always tell people.
That's amazing. It's probably like the spirit of Hachiko was on the set.
True. truly he was. I felt him every moment.
I can imagine. And if you could sum up what you want people to take from seeing the film, what would it be?
Well, my whole purpose in making this film is to increase compassion and respect for our animal friends. I can't say this enough. With all the stories we hear of animal neglect and mistreatment, I hope to show that animals are emotional beings, and to me, they're the most elevated of beings, guileless, the purest of souls that we should honor. Hachi depicts the entire life of one dog from birth to death and is truly a dog's tale shown through the emotional eyes of a dog. You know, I've had hundreds of emails from around the world telling me how the film has either confirmed their personal experiences with their own pets or completely changed the way they look at animals. And this is the beauty of Hachi. It's a simple story, really, that happens to have an extremely profound emotional effect on viewers. People tell me they think about it days after they view it. And I think really it goes beyond. Hachi is a universal love story. It represents devotion not just between a dog and his owner, but love between a man and a woman, parent and child. I think it cuts across cultural, racial, and sexual divides. And it's a story of love, loyalty, and devotion, and those are the values that I hope to spread.
I think, you know, it's a simple story, like you said, but I think it's an amazing story. And I understand you're being so gracious. You're going to give away 5 DVDs to our first 5 callers.
Yes, we are, courtesy of Sony Pictures, who was doing a really magnificent job in spreading the word of Hachiko.
That is so wonderful. So everybody pick up the phone, be among the first 5 callers to receive on DVD, Hachi, A Dog's Tale. Please call us now, 866-405-8405. Once again, that number is 866-405-8405. Thanks, Vicki, for taking the time to talk with me today.
As Hachi's number one fan, I always love sharing his story, so thank you for inviting me as your guest.
For more information on the making of Hachi, A Dog's Tale, visit Vicki's website at VickiWongAndHachi.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking and making a checklist for pet emergencies. So set and stay. We'll be right back with more phyto-friendly travel talk on Animal Radio.
Angel's Eyes Tear Stain Eliminator, the first tear stain product to be formulated for dogs and cats. Angel's Eyes is a permanent solution to tear stains, working from the inside out. Angel's Eyes is added to your pet's food or water, preventing the stain before it can begin. Angel's Eyes is perfectly safe to use. It is made in the USA of USA ingredients, containing no dyes or wheat. Angel's Eyes is 100% guaranteed when used as directed. See for yourself. Go to www.angeleyesonline.com and check out the results. Angel's Eyes will have your pet going from tear to clear in no time at all.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, April is Pet First Aid Awareness Month, and my next guest, Ines De Pablo, is here to talk about her company, Wagon Pet Safety Gear, and how to be prepared in case of emergencies. Hi, Ines, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me. I'm going to be here.
Oh, listen, it's my pleasure. You know, this is really important stuff. And I just want to know, first of all, tell us a little bit about Wagon Pet Safety Gear. What made you start your company?
Well, Susan, I have a background. I have a master's degree in emergency management, and I used to be a law enforcement marksmanship instructor. I was also a former DCE MTB, which is BLS for Basic Life Support. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, I was really shocked by the unnecessary death and abandonment of roughly like 600,000 pets, and decided to start a company, Wagon Enterprises, where I could apply my expertise and educate pet parents about the needs for pet emergency preparedness protocols and provide them with the right tools and the right gear pets in emergency situation. Wagon is the first and only dedicated pet emergency management company in the whole Wagon world, so we're very excited.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's really amazing to me. And when I look at your website, Wagon for You, and that's using the number 4, WAGNFU.com, you know, there's so many great products that you offer. I just want a couple. Can you just give us like 3 or 4 that are must-haves in planning for an emergency?
Absolutely. First, I think it's really important for all pet parents to keep a collar on their pets at all times, whether they're driving or in the house. And on that collar, they need to have the microchipping information and an ID tag at all times with their current phone number. Pet parents should also carry and keep a record of their pet's medical history with a photo with their pet, meaning if you lose your pet and you just have a picture of the pet, anyone could claim that this is your pet. So make sure that you keep a picture of you and your pet for proof of ownership. Second, I think if you're in an area that is susceptible to fire and floods and other emergencies, whether it's, you know, anything from a gas leak, you can do everything right. Just remember that, you know, you can do everything right. It just takes one other person to make a mistake or incidents do happen. So in that case, we really want you to be able to have a preparedness plan that includes evacuation mode and shelter-in-place mode. Wagon offers the Purin and the Woofin evacuation kit that contain all the essential items needed for cats and dogs, respectively, and their human in an event of a disaster. And we also want to encourage pet parents to take a pet first aid class, because you cannot call 911 when there's a pet emergency. So you are your pet's 911. In addition to taking the class, it's generally a good idea to keep a pet first aid kit with you. And we do offer a small and large kit, both available on our website. The real difference between a human first aid kit and a pet first aid kit is the skill, is to learn the skill, because some of the things that are in the kit are going to be applied differently between pets and humans. So, like I said, everything is available.
I think one of the things you said that's really important, and for those of you who do travel a lot like we do, we have our little first aid kit with us, and we, you know, kind of check it, you know, periodically, make sure that we have just the basic things, even if it's not an emergency where you have to bandage or, you know, flush out a wound or something, but just even having things simple as a tick remover or, you know, ear wash or, you know, the last trip we were on, luckily we had some in our dog. We were gone for 5 weeks and our dog developed a little ear problem. Nothing major, but, you know, thank goodness that I remembered to bring that ear wash. So it really makes sense for people to have something on hand like that emergency kit. Also, one of the things I loved is you've got, it's a really good informative website, but one of the things I really love is your free download.
Yes, we have a couple things that are for download for absolutely no money. We offer the free evacuation cards. That was one of the issues after Hurricane Katrina. Responders got to homes and they didn't know what was in there. Like, did the people evacuate? Did they not? So we designed two versions of evacuation cards. One is No Pets Left Behind and the other one is Pets Left Behind. I really want to stress out, we do not want you to leave your pets behind, but we understand that in some circumstances you might have to. So if you do, and as your worst-case scenario, you can download those two versions on our website. And there is also the free all-hazards preparedness checklist to make sure that, you know, you don't just get a kit, that you know exactly what to implement and how to prepare for an evacuation. So it will include absolutely everything for cats and dogs, and also we have another version for small animals. And we also have seasonal hazards. Every season brings its own set of hazards, so we have four seasons and then the holiday season, which includes, you know, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, July 4th, and all the big holidays that come with their own sets of issues. And all that is available on the website. You just go on the services and then click on free evacuation kits. Free evacuation cards and free preparedness checklist.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, too, because when you mentioned seasonal, you're absolutely right, because you're going to have a different set of circumstances depending on that season. And July 4th, I think that's one of the times that I really worry about for a lot of reasons, but I think a lot of people need to take a great care with their animals, you know, especially with the fireworks going off, make sure, you know, you don't leave them in the backyard and that kind of a thing.
Especially, well, there's fireworks and then there's also barbecues. I mean, now that we're located in the Northern Virginia area and we've had a beautiful weekend and a lot of people start barbecuing, so there's a lot of things to keep into consideration when you barbecue. You know, like the oil drippings and the wonderful yummy steak on the top of the barbecue that can cause burns and, I mean, severe burns, second or third degree burns on the pet's paws or their face. And the drippings are really unhealthy. So these are all little things to keep into consideration in the summer, bee stings and all that. So it's good to have a plan.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we don't all sit around thinking about these things, but with your background and your expertise, you've really made it easy and very simple for people to get prepared. And speaking of that, you have also been gracious enough to offer a gift for one of our lucky listeners.
Absolutely. We're offering a Wagon Pet Passport. We have two versions. We're offering the first caller, whether you have a cat or a dog, just let us know and we'll send it to you. The Pet Passport is really based on the European concept that no matter where you go, you should have all your vaccination records with you. Whether you go to the dog park or you go out of town, you really need to have that information on hand for various types of emergencies. Dog park can include a dog fight, and then you need to prove on the scene that the dog is vaccinated. The dog can get lost or run away on the way to the dog park, so at least now you have the microchipping information on hand to give to the shelters and, you know, to declare your pet lost. And if you travel out of town, you might have an emergency and you might need the records immediately, you know, if you go visit a local vet out of town. So the Wagon Pet Passport is really awesome, and it allows you, you know, to do all of that. Keep all the vaccination records, allergy pages, surgery pages. It's a really nifty little booklet that can save a pet's life.
That is so wonderful. So be the first one to call in at 866-405-8405 to receive the Pet Passport from Wagon. Once again, the number is 866-405-8405. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
It was my pleasure, Susan. Thank you for having us.
For more information and get your free all-hazard preparedness checklist download, visit their website at wagon4u.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a fabulous bed and breakfast in Mendocino. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fighter-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
At Onesto Organics, we believe in whole foods for the whole animal. All of our human-grade organic pet foods are unrefined and dehydrated to preserve vital nutrients. Our veggie hides for dogs are delicious, nutritious, and completely free of grain, gluten, corn, and soy. Onesto Organics. We're all about healthful goodness for your pet. Honestly, nothing less will do. Check us out at www.onestaorganics.com.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fighter Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And our next guest is Herman Seidel from the McCallum House in Mendocino. Hi, Herman, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing good. It seems like I just saw you. You know, Mendocino is one of our favorite places, and we always love staying at the McCallum House. And for people that haven't been to Mendocino or don't know about the McCallum House, it's a pretty historic property. How old is it?
Well, it's pretty old. It was built in 1882, and it's a Victorian. The main property has a Victorian on it, and a bunch of cottages around the outside, and an old restored barn as well. So I would say it's pretty old.
Yeah, I love the landscape of everything. It's such a surprise, I would say. Surprise is a good word, a pleasant surprise. When you come around the corner and there this, you know, beautiful structure is, and the barn and all that. And for us, traveling with our pets, what makes the property a great place to stay and play with Fido?
Yeah, well, there's lots of reasons. I mean, I think part of it is just that Mendocino is so dog friendly. You know, you have the beaches nearby. Everyone in town is, you know, really happy to see you and your pets. There's not any sort of strange regulations or rules about having your dogs with you. And then as far as McCallum House goes, as you mentioned, our landscaping is really great. There's a big lawn right in the middle of the property that's really fun for the dogs to play on. And, you know, like you mentioned earlier, many of our rooms are pet-friendly. Some have their own little yards, which are great for people with dogs. And, of course, we at the McCallum House are very friendly towards dogs themselves. So I think the combination of the town and our particular hotel make it a great place to visit with your pet.
Yeah, I've actually had the pleasure to stay in part of the older property. And then our last visit, we were actually in the luxury suite, which is you drive away from that. And it was really wonderful because we had a patio and a jacuzzi tub, and it really made you feel like you were just in your own little house. It was easy access for people staying with their dogs. And I can imagine that could be one of your probably more popular properties.
Yeah, the luxury suites are great. A lot of them do have private patios, and they have a lot of space, too. So that's really nice when you have your dog, that you have a little bit of space around you.
Yeah, and, you know, when we travel with our dog, we want to spend as much time with them. And this brings me to breakfast at the McCallum house. my husband's still talking about that breakfast, and that was delicious. It's not just your average, you stay at a bed and breakfast, that you're going to get, you know, maybe a nice pastry or fruit or something like that. This is full-on breakfast.
Right. This is a full breakfast. We are open to the public, and, of course, we do include breakfast with your room rate. So we serve a extensive menu of breakfast items. Our current menu has things like Eggs Benedict. We always have our breakfast burrito, which we make from scratch, including tortilla. So that's a really great part of the stay here. The breakfast will really keep you charged up the entire day. Sometimes you can just skip lunch and because the breakfast is so filling. And, of course, I think you had mentioned, too, that you really enjoyed dining on the deck. So we've got a great deck on the front of the house. And, of course, weather permitting, we serve breakfast out there, and people bring their pets as well to sit out on the deck.
Yeah, when we were there, it was a little drizzly, but we all just kind of got our little rain jackets on because we're safe underneath the structure. And we had Junior with us, and he was very well behaved, as he should be, representing the canine community. We call him Will Rogers of the canine set. And there was a couple of dogs the two mornings that we were there, and they were all just laying there. And what I really loved was this one dog that was standing by the door. I don't know if I shared that with you when we were there, but he kept wanting to come inside, so I asked the hostess, and he said, oh, no, his owner's in there, and, you know, he's just waiting for him to come out.
Yeah, he's a regular. His owner's a regular, and the dog just kind of hangs around, and, yeah, he's, you know, he's just there on the deck, and he doesn't really bother anybody, and, yeah, he's a pretty regular guest to our deck. And he's
yeah, it's really
very
no,
fun
go ahead.
Setting for dogs, yeah.
Yeah, it really was nice. And like I said, I saw a couple of the same dogs the next morning, and people would come by and say they always had to pet Junior, and then they would make comments, oh, I didn't know you could bring your dog, and that opened up another story. And then we find that happens a lot. You know, once people find out that, you know, you're staying at a fido-friendly place and they haven't brought their dog, you better believe they're coming back next time with their dog.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people don't realize when they visit the first time and they've made arrangements prior to, you know, put them in a kennel or put them with some friends or family, and then they realize, well, I could have just brought my dog, and that would have saved us a lot of problems, and they would have had an even funner time having their companion with them. So, no, being pet-friendly is really a big part of, you know, one of the draws for our guests.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful property, and the staff was just wonderful and gracious, and they helped us. You know, we rented or we checked out DVDs at night, and it was just really, really a calm and wonderful time. And I understand that you want one of our lucky listeners to enjoy that, too, with a two-night giveaway. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have one of your listeners come and join us. At, and so all they need to do is just go to the McCallum House website, and that's www.mccallumhouse.com. And you'll see there's a little sign up on the front page for Facebook. And if you join us as a Facebook fan and let us know that you heard about us on your show, then we will put you into a drawing, and we will draw a two-night stay in any one of our deluxe rooms. And, of course, it'll accommodate, it'll, you know, allow you to bring your pet as well. So if you just go to our homepage and then sign up to join us as a Facebook fan, we will get you entered in, and we hope to give that away next week.
That is wonderful, Herman. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Great, Susan. It was a pleasure to hear from you, and we'll look forward to having you back as well.
Thank you so much. For more information, log on to McCallumHouse.com. So that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the Travel and Lifestyle Magazine for you and your dog at Borders, Barnes & Noble, or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at AnimalRadio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.